Hey, coming up, we had a different come up though. So like, we came up like, it's like it's crazy because shit. I got like a little cousin. I got a couple little cousins, right? I'm saying it's on different sides and shit. And my little cousins on one side hustle a little different than my cousins on the other side and shit. And that shit be wild. Like, I'm like kind of like, you know, at this point I was like the black sheep. You feel me? I'm the one that ain't conformed to doing what everybody want me to do, opposed to doing what I want to do. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and that's, bro, Damo.
Already.
Like, that's some real shit, though. Because a lot of people want you to do what they want you to do, right?
Like, what they feel that they comfortable with you doing, like, type shit. Like, on some whole, they got a vision for you, but they ain't even really talk to you about the whole vision that you got for yourself. Like, they just depicted some shit that they feel that's, I mean, I don't know, description worthy of yourself. Like, the picture that they see, the whole vision that they see of you, they not really giving no type of, I mean, what's the word I'm looking for? They not giving they ain't giving niggas even the opportunity to even display the gifts and the talents and the whole strengths that they got as a person they self. Like, they not even, see what I'm saying? Like, they just assuming that they know what's best for the other person. They just, yeah.
Okay, and so this the realness of this podcast. I forgot my point. The fuck you talking about? Do something about it. I kept saying I need to write shit down. Got a point. Didn't do it. Fuck it. Y'all know I'm gonna keep it a buck.
This sound off. We just gotta go off the top of the dome. We just gotta let them know what it is.
That's cool though, and I'm cool with it, and I'm always keeping a buck though. AB though, straight up, all business.
Already. It's what it is, but what you were saying though, like, I've always tried to let people know my whole view on things. Like you was talking about in that last episode, it was called perspective.
Right.
It was like, I understand everything you was coming from. Like, people gotta understand what perspective is. Like, you just gotta really tell your whole side of the story. Like, not even, see what I'm saying? Not even what happened. It's like, what you mean, like, the whole definition of what you trying to explain. Like, the whole meaning behind it, like, the purpose behind it, like, what you learned from that situation and why it happened, like, that's the viewpoint. Like, you can tell the story, but if you didn't learn anything behind that situation, then it's just, oh, it just happened, and you just sitting back telling the story, like, oh, okay, cool. What everybody gonna learn from that perspective? Like, it's a story to tell, so go ahead and get it off. Make sure you know the meaning behind it. Make sure you know that next time it happened to you, that you know the right way to approach the situation and know how to accumulate the appropriate results from that situation that you want to see. See what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. Here go Governor Damo in for ballot.
Salute, nigga.
I feel you, Brother Damo, and this nigga, Brother... No, I'm sorry, not Brother Damo. That's Damo G. Excuse me. You got Brother Hop and Damo G.
He pulled out all the
words,
man.
But nah, though. That's real shit, though. Like, but... You know what? It's a couple things I ain't touch on our last episode though. That, like, okay. I really want to, like, she told us.
So here it is.
George Floyd was murdered in cold blood.
No bullets.
Straight assassination. No hands.
No hands. Straight force. No restraint.
My mans didn't even have a motherfucking smile, no frown on his face. He was okay with this, and he went home to his wife.
He had the straight poker face. Straight poker face.
No problem.
Like, this game, baby. Like, I won. Like, damn. Like, you knew what the fuck you was doing.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, I kind of, like, I'm gonna chime in a little bit, but I want my man's Thamo to, like, really express, you know what I'm saying, some of his thoughts on this situation. And I'm gonna chime in later on.
So, from jump, I'm gonna start off by saying, basically, Trump started all this shit. From the moment this man stepped in the office, it was war. We knew what it was from jump. Like, come on now, like, you can't just be that naive and be that dumb. Like, you just gotta know. Like, just from noticing, like, who the fuck is Donald Trump? What has he really done prior to being the president to even make an impact on the world? Like, you gotta do the research. Like, he probably dropped some books, dropped some dialogue, been in a couple movies. This nigga just been wanting to be a rich nigga that wants some clout. Like, come on now. Like, and now he's a puppet, just like they tried to make Barack out to be. Everybody don't know everybody background doing this shit. Like, it's media. Media exposing the shit that they want motherfuckers to see. It's not what we see. Like, we don't know shit, like, behind the scenes. Like, they just, it's all edited. It's all pre-recorded. It's like, it's all, see what I'm saying? Like, you just gotta know, like, read between the lines and peep shit, like, human psychology and all that type of shit. Like, if you don't read and you don't study shit, you might not know and you might not be able to pay attention and be like, oh, shit. But you gotta really peep something to know something. See what I'm saying? Like, this shit just, it's all before your eyes. Like, it's right under your nose. It's like, when this nigga Trump get out of office, watch how the world changed back. It might even get better than what it was. Like, but now, shit.
Like, at this point, I don't even think it's about Trump, bro. This shit been going on before Trump. I ain't gonna lie. This shit was going on when Barack was in office. That wasn't shit he could do about it, bro. It ain't about that, bro. This shit, I mean, it don't matter who in office. They control who the fuck get in there.
It's all a facade, bro. Like, he getting in there, but he been with the shits. Come on now. Like, I seen this man in pictures with the KKK. I seen him in pictures with actually dude that killed George Floyd. Like, they was in the, dude, the officer was in the picture with Trump. Come on now. Like, they all a part of, they all on the same team, bro. Like, it's not even questionable. Like, what? Like, he felt like that while he was killing him. Trump feel the same way. He just not showing it. Like I said, it's all a facade. Like, he got to play that role just because he's president. And niggas might even agree with what I'm saying just because I'm speaking on the subject. But the whole time, niggas ain't going to speak on this shit. That nigga, he got a whole facade. Like, he got to play the role to be on everybody's side in the whole United States. And nigga, the states ain't even united, nigga. That's an oxymoron, bro. We all fucked up. Ain't nobody uniting, though. Niggas out here looting and trying to be selfish as fuck for their own game. Like, niggas ain't even, see what I'm saying? Ain't nobody winning right now. Like, we all fucked up because we all in the same country. We all under the same laws, under the same rules. Where the fuck we gonna go? Like, if this motherfucker was to get attacked today in a war, what motherfuckers gonna do? Is we gonna come together or y'all still gonna be on some black versus white versus Mexican type shit right now? See what I'm saying? Like, y'all tweaking. Y'all doing too fucking much. Like, y'all not even focused on the bigger picture. Like, it's a new world order coming around this bitch.
How do they know Mexicans came over here to try to loot our shit?
No, Mexicans didn't come over here to try to loot our shit. Right. They was placed here just like we was, and that is my belief. No. They was placed. I feel like everybody was placed here as a fucking, I feel like everybody was placed here as a fucking project, as a chemistry project, as a project to see how everybody was going to interact as one another. Like you got Mexicans, you got blacks, you got nigga whites, you got Puerto Ricans. You got, it's a lot of mixed cultures in the United States right now, and they let them over here on purpose, and then all of a sudden Trump get in office. Oh, now all of a sudden I'm finna build a wall. Nah, now you making it seem like you was with some shit that was before his time. Now you trying to cut off all that bullshit. Now you trying to, see what I'm saying? You trying to make it seem like you with certain shit. Now you ain't with that shit. Everybody out here against each other, nigga, and what you doing? It's COVID-19. Niggas got on masks. You don't know who's who. Niggas can rob anything. Niggas can run in anything. Come on, man. It's all a fucking delusion. Like, created by who? And it all started with who? This shit wasn't happening when Obama was in motherfucking office. We was all out here chilling.
I ain't gonna lie. I got a solid question for you, though.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy, though? When you say shit like that, though, bro, you know it's crazy because maybe I might be conspiracy theorist, but I feel like
at the same time, though, it was all a plan.
Exactly, all a plan. That's what I'm saying. That's what really is the bottom line. The shit was planned out from jump. Like, nigga, they knew. Oh, they knew after Obama, Trump was going to be president. They knew in 2020, this shit was going to come out, the whole COVID shit. They knew. See what I'm saying? It's like one event. It's all a domino effect. One thing lead up to another, and boom, look what you got. You got exactly what the fuck y'all wanted. Niggas been fighting against this type of shit for years, and now, oh, Trump hiding somewhere. Niggas ain't got nothing to say. He ain't got no press conferences. Nigga, at least Obama had a press conference like every fucking other day just to keep motherfuckers updated on how he felt about the shit. Just to update on motherfuckers on how he wanted shit to move. This nigga Trump, yeah, he letting shit ride. Niggas done, damn near done looting and rioting, but whole time, look what's happening now. It's damn near a race war. A face war. Like motherfuckers assuming you this and that and the third. Racial profile and all that type of bullshit. Niggas ain't even, it ain't even what it was before the fact. Like, it just escalated to some more shit. And that's why I feel like Trump is really a fucking cause and effect of this shit, because it wouldn't have been this way. Nah, it never wouldn't have been this way.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't think Trump caused an effect to this.
He might have been the cause and effect, but he showing up a motherfucking puppet. Some type of, see what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna keep it a buck with you.
It's some type of motherfucker above him giving, like, in charge of him that's in charge of them. Like, it's some behind the scenes shit going on. That's what I feel like.
Same shit was going on with about anything that's big up. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, it's even like that shit in the streets. Like, whatever you think is going on. It's a little something a little deeper than that.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So if you think this nigga got it like that, that nigga ain't really got it. He holding down for, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's something what I'm saying. Else. Like, somebody is keeping him protected over all the bullshit, but at the same time, nigga, how is you president making all these retarded ass tweets? And thinking motherfuckers ain't finna go off your energy. It's energy. And that's what I'm saying. Like, this nigga guy, he got demonic energy in him. Like, he has energy carried on from past shit. Like,
I feel what you saying, though.
Shit from his parents' generation. Shit that they took down to him and his generation. Taught him and all that shit. And now, he just putting it out because he president. And it's like, they damn near let that happen. Like, because they knew what was the results was gonna be. Like, it's all a fucking science project in this bitch. Like, it's not, nigga. You gotta know, if you know what a hypothesis is, you know what the conclusion is. Like, it's basic shit. Like, You just gotta know the basics. If you know the basics, then nigga, you can put all this shit together in the puzzle and be like, this what the fuck they doing.
Nah, but they've been doing this though. Trump is not the.
But he's part of the process. Like, if it's the, if my he's whole not thing, a part of this, the problem, this is. If he ain't part of the fucking solution, he part of the problem. Like, niggas ain't solving nothing. If the next president come and niggas doing the same shit, then he part of the fucking problem too. It's just gonna keep going and going and going until they get to that motherfucking result that they trying to get us to. See what I'm saying? They trying to damn near get us to all fucking every each other and depopulate the whole fucking world, create a new world order, and call it that.
I feel what you're saying, but what I'm saying is, like, I don't think that, like, the presidency or the figures that you look at is the people that run shit. It's the white supremacy.
You got
so therefore, shit. So it doesn't matter who's in office.
True.
So your message is not going. It's not about Trump.
That's what I'm saying. Like
it's
I
about
said,
the white supremacy. So like it's I like said,
you got the right
when it comes to the
you got the right
when it comes to the when it comes to like when it kind of like you saying that like about Trump like. Trump a businessman, and he's very fucking. He don't even know how to articulate himself. Period.
And that's the fucking problem. He ain't got no communication skills. He right. Come on, man, like bro, you got to be know how to talk and what to say at the right times, and know how to calm down your whole union, your country. Like, come on now. Look at this shit. You got motherfuckers fighting over who's the minority and who ain't. Like, and we as a black people know damn well we done fought through all this shit to not be a minority no more. Like, and y'all, and when I say y'all, I mean all the motherfuckers who in disbelief that we are not the motherfuckers with power. And we know we are. Y'all just gotta ride with it. We done created too much. We done showed y'all too many ways. And when I keep saying y'all, I mean the motherfuckers who talking about oh skin color and all that other bullshit and yeah, all lives matter and all that shit. Yeah, we been knew that. We been trying to be cool with everybody. We been trying to be equal. What the fuck? But y'all motherfuckers still wanna play these race cards. When we out in the streets, want to act like somebody better than them because y'all got more than them or got some shit better than them. But motherfucker, all the time, we some of the motherfucking most creative motherfuckers in the world that created pathways for y'all ass. Got y'all the way y'all at. Opened up gateways for y'all motherfuckers. Y'all ain't thinking about that shit, though. Y'all just thinking about all the motherfucker black. Motherfucker ain't shit. Get the fuck out of here, Joe. Like, motherfuckers, boy, we done came up with some of the most rawest ideas in the world to make even shit accurate the way it is today. And white people just copying shit and try to take credit for this shit. That's what it's about. Y'all niggas try to, come on, man. Like, y'all can't white us out, nigga. We black, boy. We done made this shit. We done built. We done created pathways, bro. It's in history already.
Hey, say that, Damo. I don't disagree with you, not one bit, right?
That shit is fucked up.
But let me say this though. We gotta make a way to the king. We gotta understand that. We gotta band together. And make a way to where they can't take that from us.
Exactly, and that's what it's about. Like, we got to make sure the motherfucking shit stay permanently imprinted in the whole system. Like, the fact they not trying to wipe us out and take credit for all the fucking work we put in over the years to try to create some equality around this bitch. Like, come on now. Like, ain't no motherfucking white leader stepped up and tried to be like MLK and fucking Malcolm X. Ain't nobody tried to do that shit. Ain't nobody try to speak up and try to take, see what I'm saying, create the fucking equal side. Ain't nobody white or Mexican or any other fuck. I don't give a fuck what the fuck, race, color, whatever the fuck. Ain't nobody tried to do that but a fucking black motherfucker that has some guts to get up there and stand up in front of motherfuckers and say the shit. Nigga, and y'all motherfuckers trying to kill every motherfucker that do try to come up there and say some shit. The fuck? Stop it. Like, that's the shit. It's obvious. It's obvious at this point. It's obvious as fuck.
Not only is it obvious, it's relentless.
And that's what this shit gotta stop. Like, we black. Like, y'all can't keep killing motherfuckers. Know that they out here with power and got some type of ranking around.
You gotta understand this. You gotta understand this, though. You gotta understand this, though. I'm about to say something very fucking controversial. We back. We black queens and kings. Why the fuck we can't band together? Because obviously, like, what this whole situation just showed, like to me, you want to know what loot mean to me? For everybody that went out and got something free and feel like you was fighting for a Pacific cause, or it don't matter if you was coming up, however, everybody band together. You get into it with a motherfucker that night. Like, period. Like, you was out. Everybody was out on one accord. Why can't we get on this one accord to, like, move differently to where we could put ourselves in a different situation? Period. Because guess what? We just showed ourselves how powerful we are. Now we got to move accordingly with this power.
Right. Use the power accordingly, like, in the right places. Motherfuckers can't just use the steal and loot. Look what we could do if we do just come together. We can overpower some shit and show motherfuckers really what we about. It ain't about the come up, but it's about the come up. Like, the whole level up in authority and fucking, see what I'm saying? And in mass figure, like, nigga, we, come on, man. We've been doing this shit for too long. And if this the generation that gotta prove it, we got the ones that gotta prove it. Like, it's 2020. It's even numbers right now. Ain't nothing odd. Ain't nothing odd about it. It damn near on time right now. It's on time. Motherfuckers, it's time. Time. Ain't no time to be just sitting on Facebook making statuses and shit. Motherfuckers out here just looting and stealing shit. No. If motherfuckers gonna do something, motherfuckers better put some shit in black and white. And make a motherfucker real protest. A real rally.